verse, I don't have a clue. Are you familiar with that? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do not think that I have come to establish peace on the earth. No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. So Jesus comes to set the world on fire. Is your heart on fire for Jesus Christ? Because that's what he came to do. To set your heart in flame of love. And so we have to always ask our question. If someone were to say, Jesus Christ is that pearl. And he said it, and he meant it with all their heart, with joy, to the point where you knew that they would give up everything, everything, to attain Jesus. If they approached Jesus with that kind of love, what would your reaction be? Would it be, this guy's kind of weird? What is that? I mean, is that the kind of reaction we have? Or would it be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Jesus is awesome. What would our reaction be? Is our heart set on fire for Jesus Christ? Set on fire for God? Or do we put Jesus in the cistern? Are there things and areas in our lives that we don't like about his teachings? Teachings about sexual ethics, marriage, or any other teaching? Is there anything that God would have us do, like be generous with the poor? Do we have a hard time with that? Or consider everybody else to be equal to us? Is there something in us that shrinks back from forgiving others when they offend us? Where in our lives do we put Jesus in the cistern? We need to get him out. We can't be afraid of the demands of God. Because when we fulfill them, when we put these fears away, he sets on fire our hearts. And then we're on fire for him. Our souls are free. It is there where we can rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us. And we can persevere in running the race that lies before us. It is there that we are free. Free to love him, to serve him, to embrace him.